Hello and welcome to the Wallops Island Report. I'm Robin and I am pleased to have two guests with me today, Dave and Jenny Miles. Dave and Jenny are with the Parkside High School right here in Salisbury, First Robotics Team 3389. Hey, Jenny and Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Robin.
Well, thank you so much for coming. Just a little background. I met Jenny and Dave at Parkside High School through the NASA sponsors, the Parkside First Robotics Team. And I tell you, I was just floored to see you with these kids. You are the lead mentors. And Dave, why don't you tell us what you do at Parkside and how you got involved in this?
Yeah, well, I'm the electronics teacher. You know, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for inviting us. And it's great to be here and share our information about the robotics team. But I have been teaching electronics at Parkside for 20 years. And now I'm the lead robotics mentor. And next year we'll be starting a program at Parkside called Engineering.
Wow. So, I mean, that is just fantastic to have that right here for these high school students.
Oh, we're having a blast with it. It's great.
Yeah. Now, Jenny, you are husband and wife, and you also work at Parkside. Why don't you tell us what you do there?
Yes. Thank you, Robin, and thanks again for having us here. I'm a special education teacher over at Parkside High School. My background is in business and also information systems. So it kind of offsets my special ed teaching, and it gets me back into the information systems end of things.
You're like on every side.
Yes.
Well, you know, you guys started the first robotics team at Parkside. Was 5 years ago, you were telling me?
Yeah, Robin, I can't believe it's already been 5 years. It's just gone by so fast. You know, it's been having a great time.
And you guys work, I got to just say, you and the kids work incredibly hard in this program. And it just inspired me so much to do a whole series on the First Robotics program. How did you get involved in this?
Well, in 2009, it was around December, late December, right before I went on vacation, I had this phone call. And it was from Chris Thompson from, at that time, it was called Eastern Shore Robotics. And he called me and he hit me where it hurts. He said, Dave, how would you like to get involved with some really cool robots? And we will even give you money every year to do this. And I was like, sure. I had no idea how much work it was going to be. I went home, told my wife about Jenny. And I said, if you want to see me, you got to join too. So she came and joined the team with us. And since then we've been working together, keeping it going. And we've been expanding, growing. So it's been great.
You know, one thing I do want to mention is that you have about, is it 28 to 30 high schoolers on this team?
Yes, yeah. We do.
I mean, that is fantastic.
Well, the first year we started, we actually got our team together like a week before the kickoff started. That's when we find out what the competition is. So I kind of encouraged my own students, all the electronics students, to start it. And at that time, we had around 16 or 17. And we haven't really gone out and recruited heavily. And we've just been growing, by word of mouth mostly. And so right now, we're at around 25 students right now.
I mean, 5 years, that's quite a big jump in students. Yeah. Yeah. Give us an idea of how hard these students work for this team.
Well, all I can say is whenever I don't want to go, the students don't give me the choice. They really want to go in. They would be there till midnight every night during the school week and still getting their homework done. We work on the weekends. We work on the vacations when other people are home on Mondays. We have to go in and work on this robot. And, so the students constantly, they're thinking about it every day. They can't wait to get started. They stay after school and they work on their homework. We start the robotics meeting at about 4 o'clock, so they stay after school and get their homework done from 3 to 4, and then we start. And they, some of them stay until we run them out.
Yeah, well, just to give our listeners an example, when I went there about 2 weeks ago to meet the students and to meet you guys, it's the first time I physically saw a team at work. And you were just finishing up dinner, so one of the students' moms, I guess every every night or something, brings in dinner even. That's how hard these kids are working. I think I left at 8:30 at night. And yeah. you guys were still going strong.
Yes.
Speaking of dinner, we are so blessed as a team because the parents are so supportive. So they'll pick out one day. Some parents will pick out two or three days during the build season, and they'll feed the whole team. So that kind of helps get kids there too because they love to eat.
Yes, most definitely.
And I got to say, it did smell good.
It is always good.
Now, the kids are there. They have their, especially the Parkside High School team number 3389. Their first competition is coming up in College Park, Maryland, at the University of Maryland. And that's, when is that?
It's in April from the 3rd to the 5th.
Now, when the kids were telling me about the actual competition itself, and this is the first one that they go to, and it's called the Chesapeake Regional Competition. If they win, how many other teams are involved in this competition?
62 teams are in our regional.
Normally, there's been 62 to 63. Right now, we're setting at 54. We expect that to grow by April, so it probably will be in the mid-60s by then. But right now, by the time this is over, their regional is going on every weekend. They started last weekend, and by April, there will have been 55 regionals and around 45, 46 district competitions.
So, and to go to the region, you go to the regionals first, and then... if you win the regional, then you go to
the championship.
The national championship,
and that involves not only the United States but other countries from the world, like China might be there, Brazil will probably be there, Canada, and that's usually in St. Louis.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by this morning. As I mentioned, we're going to be doing a series on this subject for the next couple weeks, so we'll be having you next week as well.
Thank you so much, Robin. We really appreciate this.
Thanks. And thank you. And we've been speaking with Dave and Jenny Miles, and they are with Parkside High School's U.S. First Robotics Team 3389, sponsored by NASA Wallops. I'm Robin. Have a great day.